Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dax, and welcome to Psychic Talk Radio. My fabulous co-hosts are here with me, Kathy Strogren and Dr. Rose. Hi, guys. What's up?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Dax. Hi, everyone. Happy Friday.
Yes, it's another fabulous Open Lines Friday, and the lines are wide open, folks. 714-816-4628 if you want to get through to us and chit chat, talk about whatever's on your mind, ask us questions about anything and everything psychic, quote unquote. I'm doing the air quotes, but you guys can't see it. And you can get a mini reading as well. So here we are. You can also join us in the chat room, psychictalk.net/live. We'd love to chat with you in the chat room. I see Mary Brown popped in there, and Lil Fairy, they seem to be going in and out, so I don't know if they're losing their connection and then regaining it and then losing it, or what's going on in the chat room, but it's good for, you know, all of our shows all week long. Just write down psychictalk.net/live. That's really the only link you need. It'll take you right over, you know, there's a player. Below the players, the chat room and the call-in number and everything. You can join us in the chat room and ask questions. As a matter of fact, Lil Fairy asked a question already in the chat room, and I haven't had time to read all this because she's kind of writing a book. So, Kathy, maybe you can figure out what she's saying and what she's asking. You know, I don't know if you're checking the chat there. But that's another way you can get a mini reading, psychictalk.net/live. But we'd love to chat with you. Give us a call, 714-816-4628. We're also continuing our series of shows. The mini topic, it's soul realignment, and we've done a bunch of them. So if you go over to psychictalk.net/Fridays after the show, psychictalk.net/Fridays, or if you're already on our website, on most pages on the right is the categories, and you'll see the show names. We have like 11 radio shows. And if you scroll down, you know, look for Psychic Fridays, just click on that link. That'll also take you over there. And you can go back and listen to all the shows about the soul realignment. You know, you don't have to listen to the whole hour or so. You can just listen to, you know, the first part of the show, 20 minutes or half hour, where we're talking about soul realignment, all these different aspects of it. Oh, the big trucks are coming in, folks. They're repaving here. And nice. when we were in the green room, I mentioned to Kathy and Rose, I said, the big giant trucks are going to come in. Some came in earlier, and I was hoping, you know, just stay away for an hour. That's all I ask, is an hour, you know, just to do the radio show. But no, they're here bringing in the asphalt, I guess, so that we can repave the roads around here, around my neighborhood. But today we're going to do property realignment, which is apropos because my property is getting realigned right now, right around me, Kathy.
Good Lord. I'm going to attack my hornets over here.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm going to let you talk. That way I can mute the mic when the trucks come in. But I bet this is something that surprises a lot of people that, in fact, I think, I believe it was on Wednesday's show, and I was plugging this show, talking to Charlotte, and I mentioned that, and she was, I think it was her, she was like, what?
Exactly.
How is that even possible? So I'm sure, you know, a lot of people, you know, don't know what that is, or, you know, how you do, you know, I mean, soul realignment makes sense after you listen to all these shows and learn all this, but property realignment. So let us know, Kathy. Let us know, please. What are we talking about here? Property realignment.
So property realignment is a tool and a technique that I learned, I believe, way back when in my very first class, level one, of soul realignment. And honest to God, I think if that's all I even learned in level one, it would have been worth the price, because it is such a profound thing. So far, we've talked about basically the soul profile, the first part of soul realignment, which is just giving you a bunch of information about who you are on a soul level, what your gifts are, what life lessons did you choose for yourself, and all that. The second part, the actual realigning, is removing any manner of energies that aren't contributing to your well-being, that are standing in between you and what you want, that are in between you and your soul's authentic self-expression. So sometimes what comes up as a block is someone's environment. Something in their environment is bringing them down, is lowering their vibration, is impeding their goals. So just like every person, every soul has a book in the Akashic Library, every property does too. Every country does. Businesses do. Every business. I can read the Akashic, well, I can't, but some people, there's a class, can read the Akashic record for a business. And right.
And this
so
makes a
when
lot
we're
of
talking,
sense.
Yeah, exactly. So when we're talking about property realignment, what someone will do is me their physical address, and I can do this. So if you own your property, if you're renting your property, I can even do it if you're staying in a hotel room overnight and there's funky energy in there. As long as you are paying to inhabit a space, you own it.
Oh wow! Yeah.
And I can do that for you. So I guess the Cliff Notes version of property realignment, although there's kind of a lot to it, is almost like a remote form of ghost busting. And I almost feel...
fascinating, just fascinating.
Yeah, it really
Kathy,
is because... Oh, sure, go ahead.
Can I jump in for just a second? Because, you know, just what you've said so far... It clicked finally for me. You know, I was struggling with this, and I know, you know, like I said on Wednesday, Charlotte was, you know, the puppy dog, you know, kind of twists their head and they're like looking at you like, what? You know, but when you just, you know, said that line about, you know, everything being there in the record, now it makes perfect sense to me, because, you know, that just goes back to some of the other concepts and modalities and sacred geometry and other things that I've studied, where we talk about how everything, before I forget, there's the ancient as above, so below. Everything down here has an equivalent up there. It's not literally up there. It's you know, dimensionally shifted from the spiritual realm. Everything that exists in the physical realm exists in the spiritual realm. There's also the concept that everything that is created, especially when we as people create something like art or build a car or whatever, you know, I mean, anything that's being created, everything starts as a thought. Everything has to be created in consciousness, which exists not in our brain, folks. It's out in the spiritual realm. That's why we survive death, but I don't want to go off in that tangent right now. I'm trying to stay focused, which, as you guys know, it's very difficult for me. And everything has to be an idea. You know, any product, you know, was an idea first. Everything has to be thought out before it's put on paper before it's physically created, you know. So absolutely everything exists in consciousness and therefore in the spiritual realm. Or another way of saying that would be in the Akashic records. And now it was like a light bulb going on, Kathy, when you your first couple of sentences, even just describing it, I was like, aha, now I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is in there, absolutely everything, you know. I mean, and so it would make sense, you know, your business, property,
a whole country,
and a whole country, even, you know. And boy, we could use some country realignment right now. Let me tell you.
Amen.
You, as we say in my community, you ain't never lied. We need
you ain't
serious
never lied.
Realignment in this country.
I like that one. Woo. I like that one. But yeah, and you know, it's the same thing. Like with numerology, you know, people don't think about it, but like numbers are everywhere, and so you've got your social security number, your telephone number, businesses and your home have an address with numbers. Your car license plate has numbers. Everything has numbers, and therefore numerology can be applied to a wide variety of things. You know, we can help people, and of course, everything that has a name, the words, the individual letters can be turned into numbers. And so that's why folks go to numerologists for help with naming their business, for help with naming their kids, even checking out the address. You know, you have two or three different properties that you're thinking about, you know, are on your list, your short list for buying a property. You can take those addresses to a numerologist and have them look at it. And even if you already have a business location or a home or whatever, you can tell the numerologist the address, and if there's certain things going on with the energy, you can add numbers to alter the energy. What we do is we actually, the simplest way is you write a number on a piece of paper, you put it on the inside wall by the door to either add to or subtract from the number of the address or even the apartment number to adjust the energy. You know, so I see parallels here. I see similarity to what you're talking about. So why would somebody want to get their property realigned, and how is that done, and what's actually being done, and what's actually being affected, Kathy? How's this helping people?
Right. So an example would be I had a client come to me. And she was actually living in Alaska, and she needed to move back down to the lower 48 for a family emergency. She really needed to get back here and take care of some aging family members, and the property just wasn't selling. It wasn't selling. It wasn't selling. So what you do is you access the Akashic Record for property. I do that the same way I would access the Akashic Record for you, you know, or for any human client. And there's a protocol which I can describe a little bit. But I did the realignment process for her house. I cleared some negativity. I said it would, I think this was in November or December, a number of years ago. And I said, you know, I really feel as though this property is going to sell in January. And it did. But I have to stop and think for a minute that, okay, you're in Alaska in January. I can't really think that that would be the most popular time of year for a property to sell in that climate where it's so cold and snowy and icy and everything, but it did. So one way of property realignment, I do them frequently when people are looking to sell their homes, so that your home is energetically positive and pristine when it goes on the market. I also do a lot when people move into a new home for the same reasons,
mm-hmm.
to clear out the past energy so that when you enter a space, It is energetically clear, and it is ready for you to make it your own. And, you know, obviously I do a lot of them when weird things are going on in somebody's house. I mean, I've had people say, you know, I see things out of the corner of my eye, or, you know, and sometimes a property realignment will reveal that nothing is wrong. And in fact, what they're seeing, you know, is a guardian spirit or a spirit guide or what have you. That's no problem. Now, sometimes it's a big emergency. Like I have power tools whipping around my garage, or I have lights going on and off all the time, apropos nothing. Or a lot of times I'll heal, like my animal is freaking out. You know, yeah, exactly. So the assessment process for a property is, you're exactly right, Dr. Rose, because one of the things we look for is, are there any earthbound spirits, ghosts, or poltergeists affecting this property? Are there any negative entities attached to this property? Are there any energetic portals or gateways on this property that I need to close? Or oftentimes, this has happened to me because I tend to do a lot of antique shopping. There can be a crystal or some object in the home that is charged with negative energy, and you don't have to get rid of it. It's just a matter of retoning it, of getting rid of whatever negative implant that crystal or object brought in and retoning it. So you don't have to get rid of your antiques or your crystals. You know, I had some crystals I bought because, you know me and crystals, that's a whole show right there, right?
Yeah.
And my dog started acting funny. My Airedale was always just looking off, you know, into space. You know, how dogs will tilt their head to the side, you know, and just stare off or stare up into the corner and you can't see anything. So my dogs are frequently alerting me to the presence of things that I wasn't aware of. And it turned out some crystals that I had bought had a spirit, a benevolent spirit, you know, attached to it. You know, nonetheless, I had to get some help. I think this was before I had studied as much as I have now. So actually my animal communication teacher helped me, since this really involved my dog as well. And there was an elderly Native American man who was a healer who was attached to these stones. And, you know, lots of times with all of our clients, not just soul realignment, we will hear people tend to romanticize things like this. Like, oh, now you're going to work with this great Native American shaman. How lucky you are. Or, oh, I have this guy hanging out in my auric field. He's my soulmate. How lucky. No. You know, in soul realignment, we're taught that there's nothing romantic about this. And these are souls that are trapped, you know, in between dimensions or somewhere in the astral realm. And the appropriate and loving thing to do from a spiritual perspective is to help them move on and get to their soul's next best place. So that is part of what we do in property realignment. Am I making sense? Is this provoking any more?
Uh-huh. I put myself on hold because, yep, the big trucks came by again. No, what I was thinking also is you can physically go there, but you don't have to, because of the fact that all of this is in the Akashic Records and it's accessible from wherever you are regardless, right?
That's exactly right, because sometimes, you know, just think about, you know, the shows that we all watch on TV that deal with this kind of thing. You know, I'm thinking of, you know that show that they had a bunch of celebrities on, and the psychic medium went with the celebrity into their homes or somewhere where they had a scary experience?
Oh, yeah,
and
there's
the ghost
a few like that.
And, you know, yeah, I can't think of the name right now. Please forgive me. But I think that gives us the impression that the only way to do this kind of work is to actually be there physically present, and it's not. So sometimes I feel almost like I'm cheating, because I can do one of these in a half hour and everything stops. And I just do it from wherever I am. It's easy to do from a remote location once you know how to access the Akashic Records and the library. You can absolutely do it from there. No muss, no fuss. So, you know, I don't waste a lot of time trying to convince people I can do this. I'm just like, look, just give me a chance. You know, and I'll let my work speak for itself. And once people see that, yeah, this really does work, it kind of, I think it's very empowering for people, because they understand that, you know, they are down here incarnated in a body. And universal law says we have dominion over everything discarnate, everything that is not inhabiting a soul in the third dimension. We have been given spiritual dominion and power over those things. So that you can speak with confidence and authority. And it's not even myself that's doing the work. It's my Akashic Record guides, and we all have them. Those guides are the ones that are doing the clearing, that are doing this. So it's really, it doesn't mm-hmm. have to be an hour-long TV show, you know, with all the danger and the spooky stuff the way it's portrayed. I mean, that's fine, and I'm not saying that doesn't work. I'm sure it does work. But I'm just bringing up this other way that it can be done.
Right. And let me just take a moment. I see people calling in. They may just be listening, which is perfectly fine. That's another way to listen to our shows. You just dial 714-816-4628. If you're prompted to press number one, just don't press it. And then we know that you are listening in. But if you want to be live on air with us, if you have a question, if you want to chat with Kathy, ask questions about soul realignment, about property realignment, if you want to get a mini reading, be sure to press number one on your dial pad. If you're Skyping in, go to your Skype app, open the dial pad, press one. If you're calling in, press one on your dial pad. And what that does is on our switchboard, it, you know, raises your hand metaphorically, and we know you want to be live on air with us. So be sure to press one on your dial pad if you've called into the show and you want to chat with us. We would love to chat with you. Rose, do you have any questions about property realignment or soul realignment in general? Anything come to mind for Kathy? This is fascinating,
you know,
stuff.
I
just got to throw that out there.
Yeah, it's very fascinating. And, you know, we tend to forget about our space and where we inhabit, you know, whether it's at work or it's at home. How that is an entity in and of itself, you know, that it can carry negative energies, positive energies, and the fact that, you know, I remember I've had an experience with that one time. I've forgotten what it was called, but this powerful method that I had learned years ago where you invite, like, angelic beings, and it's supposed to be really powerful to the point where you have to remove everything that's living outside of you, you know, take that out of your house, like any plants, any pets, no one should be in there. And it just kind of comes and just clears out things and resets things energetically. And that's what that reminds me of. I forgot the name of this. I've done it at least once mm-hmm. in my lifetime. But,
you know,
it just reminds us about how important that is to be aware of our surroundings. And let me say this just really quickly, Dax, because it's interesting. On Facebook, I've been a lot of Facebook groups, and in one of them we were talking about the spirit of the tornado or the hurricane, and a question was posed about how could I save my house from a tornado? Because, you know, there have been all these tornadoes happening in the Midwest, unfortunately. Some very powerful storms have been going through there, and mostly tornadoes and things of that nature. And so one of our experts was talking about how you have a relationship with an archetype or with a goddess or god of that force of nature, and that they can really protect your home. And she was actually living in, I think, Iowa, and they have frequent tornadoes there. And she said, you know, there are other people around her that had, you know, devastation and things of that nature, but her home was never touched. And that was because she, you know, had a relationship with, you know, the spirit of nature. So that's what it reminds me of how important our living space is, how important our environment is, and being in tune with that.
Well, and
that's
you got to think
that's absolutely right.
You know how you were mentioning the Facebook groups? The Facebook groups, just by the nature of what they are, would also have they have an existence of their own, and therefore they have an energy.
That's true.
Yeah, have you thought about that?
You're absolutely right. It's a group energy, you know. Yeah.
I think one thing this brought to mind that I wanted to throw out there with what you said, Rose, is I think why we have so much difficulty with this here in the West is because a lot of people are raised in a lot of religions in the West where they discount the energetic existence of anything beyond a human being. They'll say things like, well, you know, humans have souls, animals do not, plants do not, nothing else does, just humans. But then there's other religions, I'm thinking Asian and Native American religions, where, you know, every leaf, every rock, every plant, animal, every creature, insect, they all have an energetic existence. And
that's right.
You might label that a soul, and some people might have a little bit trouble with that. And so what I propose to everybody is, you know, you don't have to go that far if you don't want to. If you don't want to use labels because they're charged, we're, you know, like the word soul. Instead, to wrap your head around this, especially those of us in the West that don't come from traditions that understand this, the way we can wrap our head around it is just to remember, as above, so below, everything that exists here has an equivalent component in the spiritual realm, and you can say the Akashic Records, and that, you know, just thinking that, you know, if we had some kind of, well, we actually do, there's auric photography, but it only seems, the auric photography only works with living matter, but, you know, if we had a scanner out there, like some kind of black light, and you shined it on everything, every rock, every tree, every blade of grass, you know, you would see that they all have an energetic body as well. And that's kind of the way you can wrap your head around it. You don't have to say that, you know, it has a soul, you know, if you're so rooted in your Western tradition about what a soul is, but you can think of it that way, you know, and everything that was ever created, you know, has a conscious component to it because it had to be thought out first, like I mentioned earlier. What do you guys think of that?
I think you're right on the mark with that. I think you could even take it to a bit more scientific level for those of us out there that
right.
are real science minded. Is that everything has vibration? Everything around us, even though we may be sitting on a solid object such as a chair. Even at the very minutest level, the atomic level, or even the molecular, there's movement.
Everything.
That's the whole, our planet, our world, the universe is made up of vibration. Mm-hmm. And as you said, there's consciousness a part of it because, you know, like you said, there's a design that had to be thought of and put into place. But everything has vibration, even those things that we don't think so. So even if you were to, let's skip objects, man-made objects, if you were to look at trees and plants, there's a living thing. They do live. They are born somehow, right, out of the seed, and they live and they perish or die. Same thing with animals.
They replicate.
So,
you know, anything
right.
that replicates is life, you know, anything that replicates and has reproductive system, digestive system, you know, everything has that, you know, that's living. And I think people just have trouble because they attach sentience to a soul,
right?
You know, and
well, the other thing
but if
too.
You but oh let me just
go ahead,
before
go
you, yeah before you go go on I want to go back to what you said about the scientific thing real quick. Is in addition to the there being vibration, E equals MC squared. So, you know, all matter is energy and everything is energetic and
right.
all matter, all particles that make up the matter that we see arise out of, you know, scientists would label it the zero point field, the quantum field. It's just the spiritual realm, folks, by a different name.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I forgot. But I think you told it when you were talking about everything is energy. I meant to say that as well. That was on my mind, is that everything is energy. So everything has vibration. It's alive in that sense, you know. And you can look at it from a very scientific point of view, or you could, you know, look at it from a spiritual point of view. And it does, and then also on the in the other realms, as we say, like some people will say, well, do you call them gods or spirits or archetypes or energy? They don't really care. You know, it's not because we always have labels. We're human beings. We label everything, right?
We label everything.
It doesn't matter on the other side whether or not you identify them as some this or that or whatnot or what labels you use. We are, you know, we're going to start with whatever we start with, what we grew up with, what we understand, and things of that nature. You know, just identify it however you need to identify it, but it does exist, right?
Right. And I have other questions I want to ask Kathy, because this stuff is just fascinating. But before we do that, let's take some phone calls, because some people are coming on the line. We actually had one person raise their hand, and then they dropped off just as I was about to go to you. See?
Dang it. But, come back.
Yes, and then we also have, I believe, we have questions in the chat room. I don't even know if Lil Fairy is still in there, but we can maybe answer her question. I don't know.
I did that.
Maybe you can. Oh, you took care of that. Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. And so what we'll do is we're coming up on the bottom of the hour here, so we need to do the bottom of the hour break. But let's take calls first. Let's see here. Area code 504 has been waiting the longest.
Hi.
Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Mary Lou. I'm calling from New Orleans.
Oh, awesome. We love New Orleans. What do you want to chat about, Mary Lou?
I thought you were doing reading.
We are. Well, what would you like to chat about?
Good.
It's open line, so you can talk about anything you want. You can ask questions on the topic. You can ask any burning questions you have about how psychic things work, or you can get a mini reading. Yeah, that's what we do on Fridays, open lines and mini readings all show long. What's your question then?
I'm just like a general whatever spirit wants me to know, because, you know, I kind of like learning.
Sure.
by not leading with questions.
Okay, yeah. I mean, normally what we do on the show, on a lot of these shows, you know, especially like if you call in on Thursdays when it's Stephanie Mayo, and she's a fantastic tarot reader, but she does not do open-ended questions. She does not do general readings. You have to have a very specific question, and it's really important on the radio because we only have 2 minutes with you, you know. But we've got Kathy on here, and Kathy can do a message from Spirit, an angel message for you, I'm sure. And I'll pull some cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see what pops up. Go ahead, Kathy.
Awesome.
Why don't you talk to Mary Lou? I'll pull some cards.
Hi, Mary Lou. It's nice to talk to you today. So your angel that is showing up for you right now is the Archangel Jeremiah. And this is the angel that helps us do sometimes what is called a life review. And that's when we just take some time to sit down, get clear, breathe deeply, call in our angels and guides, and just basically take an inventory of our whole life to see if there's anything we would like to change or to heal. Does anything feel kind of out of balance for you at this time? Is there anything that you just kind of get a little niggle, you know, in your spidey senses that this isn't exactly how I want things to be? I would like this to change. So this is the angel that you call on to help you do this life review. So when I say this, is there anything popping up for you? What's popping up in your consciousness in terms of, geez, you know, this thing in my life is kind of bothering me right now?
Oh, absolutely. I definitely am trying to change things in my life, which is why I like readings where I don't have to lead and you come up with it. So that's very good. And yes, I'm trying to get some things changed.
Mm-hmm. So depending on what those things are, you know, be it your personal health, the life area of relationships, employment,
Both employment and relationships.
Mm-hmm. You know, and it could well be that, you know, those two things are tied up together. Like the people you're hanging out with are affecting your work life, or your work situation is bringing you down and affecting your, you know, relationships. It could be that type of a situation. So the angel tarot card I'm coming up with for you is five of water. So, you know, the five cards kind of indicate that you're right in the middle of something. You're right in the thick of it, of a situation.
I got two five cards, yeah.
Yeah. So this is the time for you to really buckle down and see what attitude or energy you can shift within yourself to get things moving in the right direction so that the wind can be at your back. You know, like you're right, if you think of a hill, you're right at the top of the hill, and you need to make some type, you know, do some type of an intervention to get yourself moving in the right direction. So this is not the time to be crying over spilt milk. This is the time to just be doing a really objective life review and taking some spiritually guided divine action. Dex, can you kind of elaborate on that? Because it sounds like you're getting very similar messages.
Awesome. Yeah, absolutely, Mary Lou. I mean, I got two five cards. You're really in the midst of change. And the two of wands shows up. He's holding a globe, and he's got the two wands, and he's looking out over a precipice, you know, and he has the whole world in his hand. You're definitely looking. It's like you're looking for something. And, you know, the general message, I'm getting a lot of twos. So it's talking about twos are relationships and communication and cooperation and things like that. Got another big truck coming in, folks, so it's going to get a little loud here maybe, but they're resurfacing here right around my house. But the five cards indicate that change. The Archangel Raphael shows up in the form of the Two of Cups. Traditionally, the Two of Cups in tarot, that's actually Raphael there coming through. And so the message from him is he wants you to know that anything health wise you can call on him for help with that. Relationship wise this looks really good. I mean, the Two of Cups is literally romance, beginning of a good friendship. It can be as well cooperation with another person. And it has something to do with your past, because I'm getting the nostalgia card. So
okay.
it could be reconnecting with somebody from the past, or through folks from your past connecting with somebody new. That's a possibility as well. But that's basically
okay.
what's showing up. Yeah, I really see someone coming in. The weird thing is, though, and I pulled more cards. I was trying to get a handle on who's coming in. Because normally, even on the radio show, when I only have time to pull a few cards, I'll pull cards and somebody will just pop right up in the form of one of the court cards, and I'll be able to tell you, you know, usually their sun sign and things like that. Nobody is showing up right now. I pull more cards and I still didn't get a court card, you know, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to force the tarot deck. This is indicating that it might be a little distance out, and so it hasn't formed to the point where we can actually get a handle on who it is that's coming in. But the Two of Cups indicates definitely. And I don't know what you have on your mind as far as relationship, but this is the thing. The Hierophant card showed up, which is one of the two five cards that I got. And the Hierophant card, when it shows up with the Two of Cups, I mean, that's traditionally matrimony right there. So I'm just going to throw that out there. That's what's coming up in the cards. So I don't know if all of this makes sense or helps you, but go ahead.
No, it makes sense. I was just curious. When you throw your cards, are you throwing a spread, or are you just laying them out and putting them together as you're asking questions in your head as you go? I read tarot too, so I was just curious.
Actually, it's okay. Both. And what happened was, I was interviewing. Oh my God, my mind is just a total blank now because this was, nine years ago. I was interviewing a tarot author about their new book, and if it pops in my head later, I'll let you guys know. I'll post it in our Facebook group, Psychic Talk Radio. But I'm reading her book, and she's got some great spreads in the back. One of these spreads is an altered take on a yes-no spread. And most people use the three-card yes-no spread. They do the aces method. There's multiple aces methods. You can even just pull one card. Or some people like to shuffle the deck and go down through the deck counting. There's a lot of different methods, but she had this great method, and what I loved about it is that it was more complex than those simpler yes-no readings, but not a huge, like, Celtic cross type spread or not, you know, 9, 10, 11 card spread. It's a 5-card yes-no spread, and what I was able to do was I was able to adopt it. And it's funny that you brought this up, Mary Lou, because I was just talking to one of our other hosts, Mary Brown. She does a similar thing. She has a 5-card spread. She does similar to a mini cross, you know, from the Celtic cross. And both of us use these specialized spreads for online and on air readings because you only have so much time you can spend with a caller. And so. We were both able to adapt this, and we're thinking of doing a workshop, actually, on tarot reading made easy. All you need is this one spread. And I adopted it to the radio shows because I needed something that gave me a lot of information but wasn't so unwieldy because it had too many cards because I'm having to shuffle in between taking calls, right? So when I discovered this 5-card spread, I was just like, oh, thank heavens. This is the perfect thing. Basically, you're looking for – I've altered it slightly from the original, but basically you're looking for evens as a yes and odds as a no and court cards as a no and major arcana as a yes, although I have a little twist on that because aces are technically a one, so technically a no. But often when aces show up, depending on the surrounding cards, I take it as a yes, depending on the situation and the question. And so instead of just getting a simple yes-no, you're getting either a firm yes with a five or four card, four or five of the cards being yes, or a firm no with four or five of the cards being no, or you're getting three yes cards, and so it's, well, maybe. Or you're getting three no cards, it's like, probably not, but, you see, it gives you a lot more information. And then, on top of that, after you've analyzed the yes-no part of it, you've got 5 cards sitting there. And sometimes I take the cards just at face value. Other times, I do the timeline where the central card is the central focus and is the now, and the 2 cards to the left are the recent past, and the 2 cards to the right are the recent future. And then, so on the radio, I pull the same 5-card spread for every caller, and typically they give me a yes-no question, or I take whatever their question is, and unlike everybody else out there doing professional tarot, when you're sitting down doing a 40-minute reading, they're asking questions, and they may come in the form of a yes-no, but you want to empower them by altering them into a more open-ended question. I do the exact opposite. I turn everything into a yes-no, pull this 5-card spread, get the yes, the no, the maybe, and all the information from the 5 cards. And if I need more, I just, you know, pull some cards off the top for that caller. So that's how I do it. And the reason I went in-depth in that is because a lot of people listening to our radio shows are readers. And
right.
I thought that they'd get a lot out of that, you know, and maybe be able to adopt it themselves. Yeah.
Okay, that was a very good answer. I appreciate that. I have another question for you about tarot.
Go ahead.
Are you ready? When you read, do you read for yourself?
That is a yes-no.
because most of the people listening too will have days where they want to read for themselves. And are you able to read for yourself, as in when you throw something you don't like, do you believe it or you just think it's wrong? Whereas when you're reading for others and they're validating you the whole way, you're like, wow, I'm right. If I'm telling you
great
stuff
question.
That I couldn't possibly know, I know I'm right. So I feel very confident to go on. But if I'm reading for myself, and then I will not like the answer and then think it's all wrong, you know?
See, it's so hard to be objective when you're reading for yourself. Now, I can read for myself, and I do. But there's two things. I do a check in order to outside of tarot to check myself. I'll explain.
You still there?
I just messaged somebody. Oh, can you hear me? I might be having a Wi-Fi issue. Okay. So what I was saying is that I can do a reading for myself. Part of it is that I've been doing this for a long time, okay? The average person, especially if they're a new reader, cannot be objective enough. And I always tell folks, you know, there's a lot of other great readers out there. Go get a reading from someone, you know? And what I was saying before my line got messed up there is that I'm on a radio network with 13 great readers. I will just message somebody. I'll message Kathy. I'll message Mary Brown. And I'll say, hey, pull a few cards for me. I'm dealing with this. And I just pull cards, but I'm not sure. Can you pull some cards? And they'll pull cards and tell me what they're seeing, you see. So I have that little added benefit that I can do that. But what I do is when I'm reading for myself, I just do a simple check. And that can come in the form of a gut check or muscle testing or, you know, some modality outside of tarot that is going to give me I'll be looking at the reading and I think I'm reading it a certain way. I may or may not like the answer, right? And I'll just ask myself, am I right or am I wrong? And I'll put my hand over my solar plexus and do some belly breathing where I'm not breathing, expanding the upper chest, I'm expanding the belly. And I'll just do some belly breaths and I'll put my hand on my solar plexus. I will get a sensation and I will, you know, get an answer from my intuition whether I'm right or whether I'm reading this wrong, you know. But that takes some practice. But you can also do muscle testing. And another way to check yourself is using a different modality. So you just did a reading for yourself, pull out a pendulum, you know,
trust the pendulum. But is it safe to do questions that you know the answer to, like, am I a female? Is my hair brown? Are my eyes brown?
Right.
Do I live in this city? You know, is it safe to ask questions like that you already know the answer to?
It's called calibration, and you can do calibration like that. It may work and it may not work, and I'm going to tell you why. Tarot is, we got to run after this because we got a lot of other callers coming in here. So,
okay.
I've been going on long because it's fascinating questions and everybody's getting some value out of this. And we didn't have any other callers, but a bunch of people just called it. But just to answer that real quickly is that there's a thing about tarot that you start to learn after you've been doing it for a while. It's kind of fickle. And if you remember earlier, I pulled some cards and I was trying to get a person to be able to give you some information about somebody potentially coming in. And I even pulled more cards to see if a court card would show up, and it didn't. And then I stopped myself because remember I said, I don't want to force the tarot. Okay. The tarot will give you mixed, muddled or bad answers if you force it. So if you ask a question and do a spread and then 10 minutes later, do it again, and an hour later, do it again, or even tomorrow, It's going to get mad at you, and it's going to give you either a muddled answer or a bad answer. It may even give you the wrong information. You know, you cannot force the tarot. If you have a question, you ask once, you do one spread. And if you're not getting the information, you can draw a couple more cards, but you don't do another spread. You don't keep asking the same question. What I'll tell
people
to do is...
That's the same as calling a lot of blog talk shows
very,
to the same.
It's trying to get a different answer from a different psychic. Yes, it's a very bad thing to do. And, okay, so you pull a spread for yourself and you're not quite sure. What I tell people is walk away, come back in a couple hours, and look at it with fresh eyes instead of drawing new cards. The tarot gave you the answer. And one thing I always like to tell my students is the tarot never gives I can't say never gives you the wrong answer because I just gave you an example when it does. But what I mean is if you ask a genuine question and pull one spread, the tarot is always right. The only thing is that your interpretation can be wrong. And sometimes I will walk away from a reading that I'm even doing for a client, and I'll come back to it later and see something, and I'll call the client up or send them an email or message on Facebook and say, hey, I just noticed this, you know, because that can happen. And it's better to do it that way. It's better to, you know, just walk away and come back to it than to keep throwing cards, hoping to get a different answer, you know, kind of thing. And you could also check yourself. It's okay to ask the same question then to somebody else, you know, as long as you're not calling up a dozen psychics asking them the same question. That's bad too, you know. But in my example of messaging Mary Brown and say, hey, I just pulled some cards. I need some corroboration on this. Can you pull some cards? You know, that's perfectly fine. That's not really forcing tarot. Does that make sense?
Yeah, great answers. Thanks for talking to me. I'll let you get to your other callers, and I really appreciate the time you took with me.
Awesome. Thanks for the call. Sorry, everybody. I got another truck coming in. Hey, Kathy and Rose.
Hey.
Hey.
Sorry, I went a little long on that, but... Yeah, go ahead.
Really quickly, Mary Lou, there was one word the angels kept repeating for me to tell you, and that is fortitude. Ask them to help you have fortitude. When you're going through something, you need to keep going. If you're into crystal healing, some crystals that they recommend that will help you to have perseverance and fortitude are number one, lapis, and number two, rose quartz. So if you're into that, those could be helpful, or just simply ask the angels to come and help you have fortitude. That's the other thing that I got. So thank you for that. We can go on to the next one. I know you said we have pretty many callers.
Absolutely. Before we do, though, let's tell folks about a couple of shows coming up. I don't know if you're prepared for that or if you want me to do that, Kathy. Kathy?
Either way, I can do it.
Okay, but yeah, go ahead and just, you know, the next maybe three shows. And, of course, you can always – we have this new feature in addition to the upcoming shows category on our blog that has all of the posts for all the upcoming shows. I wrote it out on a post to make it easier, and that's at psychetalk.net/nextlive, folks. So you guys can go to psychetalk.net/nextlive and at a glance see all the great shows coming up. But we do have some fantastic things coming up. Go ahead, Kathy.
Absolutely. So tomorrow we're going to kick off the month of June by having a show on mystical life coaching with our friend and your host, Mary Brown. She will be discussing that as well as taking your calls and doing some mini readings. So be sure to check that out tomorrow, Saturday, June 1st. And then the following day on Sunday, you're going to have your episode of Angelic Realms with your hosts, Sharona and Maria Moss and Dax. So they will be also having open lines and doing mini readings. So that's an excellent opportunity that you don't want to miss out on. And then on Monday, that's going to be June 3rd, we're going to have, I believe this is a newer show, Wisdom of the Soul, with your host, Janice Fuchs. And
that's
she
right.
will be discussing Wisdom of the Soul. Now, Dex, does she also do open lines, or is this just more of a teaching show on her part? I'm not clear on that, unfortunately.
It's mostly
Wisdom
a
of the
teaching
Soul.
Show. And the way it's the way it works is that the starting June 3rd, that first Monday in June, every first Monday of the month, Janice is going to be on live. She is a psychotherapist as well as an angel practitioner, angelic medium. And she's teaching this Wisdom of the Soul. And the other three or four Mondays in the month, she has pre-recorded shows that will broadcast, and they're pre-recorded. And then the first Monday of the month, she'll be on live, and she'll have a topic, and she'll also take your calls. And so you can listen to her other shows and jot down what your questions are about them, and then you can call her up on that first Monday, and you can ask her the questions, and you can also get guidance from her as well. It's really great. I love it.
That sounds fantastic. And then also on Monday, June 3rd, your host, Catherine Hahn, will be wrapping up her series of shows about understanding your power within with a series wrap-up, What Are You Going to Do Now? Stepping into Your Power. So be sure to catch that episode of Compassionate Light with Catherine Hahn on Monday, June 3rd. So great content coming up here the next few days on Psychic Talk Radio. Fantastic.
Absolutely. And we're on 7 days a week, folks. So go over to psychictalk.net/nextlive, and you can see all of the other shows as well coming up here. Okay. So, Grateful Creation has a question. What can you tell me about my birthday? Do I have good things coming in 2019? We have such great questions today. I like when there's a teaching mode. That's kind of why I went a little bit long with Mary Lou, because she had great questions, and I went into teacher mode, and I just love teaching tarot and numerology, right? I'm going to pop this into my handy-dandy numerology calculator, 12-12-1971. Okay, so she is a Life Path 6, the nurturer, and her, I'm saying her, it could be a he, I can't tell from the name Grateful Creation. And her attitude number is, I'm just going to say her, her attitude number is a 6 as well. So she's got double 6 energy there with the nurturer. She's supposed to help people, and she's big on, you know, family and hearth and home and, you know, that kind of a thing. And then what we do is we add the month and the day together, reduce to a single digit to get that attitude number. And then the life path number comes from the entire birth date added up and reduced to a single digit, unless in the final reduction you get a master number, which I won't go into because that'll be a huge tangent. But the other thing you do is you add the world year number, which this year it's 2019, so that adds up to 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. We're in a world year of 3, folks, creativity and communication this year. And you just add that to your attitude number, which comes, again, from your birthday and the month you were born, add it together. So if I put 12-12-2019 in the handy-dandy calculator, it comes out as a 9, 18, and final reduction, 1 plus 8 is 9. So Grateful Creation, Elizabeth, oh, great, she put in there, so we know it's a her. Hi, Elizabeth, I hope you're getting something out of this. And if you want us to pull cards or have another question, just pop it in the chat room there. But you're in a personal year of 9, and that's a powerful year. It's the end of a cycle. You're about to start a new cycle in 2020, brand new, fresh. You can start off. It's like a cosmic do-over. I love when the cycle starts over again. But what you do in the 9 year is you prepare for the 1 year. Actually, the whole cycle of 9 years. Most people don't know they're in a cycle of 9 years. Now you do. So you're going to prepare for it, knowing great things can happen if you set the intention now. And the other big thing is if you clear out everything that's not serving you now. That's what you do in a 9 year. It's about endings. It's the ending of a cycle. This is a time to evaluate things. Literally cleaning out the closets in the garage, things that you haven't touched in 6 months, a year, 10 years, you know, get rid of it, okay? But if there's relationships that are no longer serving you, if there's beliefs and belief systems that are no longer serving you, these are the things you want to evaluate. You want to get rid of that stuff. And you do that, you know, this year, and then towards the end of the year, start planning, because starting January 1st, 2020, you know, you're in this new, brand new cycle, and anything can happen. The world is your oyster. So I hope that helped you out, Elizabeth. And ladies, should we go back and take some phone calls now? Let's see.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like 816. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Hi. So I just have a question. I want to know what the cards have to say about me and a relationship with someone.
Okay. Can you give us their initial or first name?
B.
Okay. What's going on with B? Getting a lot of cards about foreign travel for some reason here. Ooh, there's a lot of background noise flying here.
Sorry. This person is currently out of town for work this week, and before they left, we did have an argument, and we haven't spoken since.
Yeah, it's showing up in the cards for sure. Five of wands is the struggle, you know, what was going on. The two of wands is showing up. Hang on for just a second, Lindsay. I'm going to put your line on hold, because we're getting feedback, and it's in my ear in the headset, and I can't think. Oh my gosh. Okay, so what I'm getting here is, and when I bring your line back on, I'm going to have to ask you if this person happens to be an air sign, because I got air sign showing up, and I've got earth sign showing up. You're reevaluating too with the two of wands. Okay, he's off there with, you know, some of the other cards that are coming up, and there was that argument, the five of wands showing up here. At the very end, though, I get the lover's card. And so reconciliation is definitely an option. It can actually, you know, things can go back, get rekindled, get over this situation, get over the hump. It can happen. And let me go to Kathy and see if any messages are coming in. Kathy, are you getting anything on that, on the relationship?
Yeah, I got things similar. I mean, at first I got the energy of the sun, you know, which is things are good around the relationship. But then here comes, you know, a card indicating that there's something that needed to be released, you know, which would be the argument. So the you know, in traditional tarot that you're using, that would be the death card. So that there is something about this relationship, you know, a certain phase of it needs to come to an end. And the final card, I actually got four of fire, which is, you know, all about contentment and a happy home life. So,
structure,
you know, if you put the, you know, energy in to, you know, process what happens, you know, as a couple. And if you have to bring a mediator in terms of a counselor or a pastor or an objective friend, or, you know, go ahead. But if you take the time, you know, to process the argument so that you can release any and all bad feelings that are associated with it, and you can learn whatever it is that, you know, the lesson is here, so that this does not have to be repeated. I think that the relationship looks to be, number one, worth salvaging, and number two, it's going to work. I mean, you know, if you put the energy in, I think the relationship can be you know, brought to a place where you're in a whole new cycle of it, and it's a positive cycle, you know, that has to do with being happy at home and experiencing contentment and peace within the context of your relationship. So you just need to make the free will choice that we are going to process this, you know, experience and forgive each other and work through this so that this is not an experience that we need to repeat.
Right, right. And it's not an emotional exercise in the sense of like I would be getting the cup cards. Instead, I'm getting the swords cards. So I just wanted to corroborate or validate what you said, Kathy, that, you know, these cards are telling me that it's all about rational thought and, you know, going at this rationally rather
exactly.
than...
Exactly, just, you know, get the life lesson so that you don't ever have to do this again. You don't want the universe giving you more and more of the same until you learn it. Learn it now.
Yeah.
And you're
what
right
do you
about,
think,
you know,
Lindsay,
taking the emotion out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, did that help?
I mean, I agree 100% what you guys are saying. And I have tried to reach out to this person this week, and they have not been responding to me. And we've had like the same situations kind of happen with us over the past year and a half. And I told this person, I was like, you know what? Like, I really feel like at this point, like, if things aren't going to change with us, and like we need to be finished, because I'm not happy right now with the way things are going. And like I said, I still haven't heard back from this person, and things just have to change in order for us to be able to make this work. So I'm just hoping that this person can and is willing to at least understand where I'm coming from and put in like the effort that's needed for us to make it
mm-hmm.
work, because if not, then I'm out the door. Like, I can't
this
again.
Some of the messages I was getting earlier definitely point towards that they're willing. And I just pulled some more cards to get a better focus on timing and specifically on that aspect of it. And I got the Magician card shows up to basically remind you that you have the power. You can manifest it the way you want it to be, you know, or let it go either way, you know. And then timing-wise, I'm getting six. Okay, so give it some time. It's going to take about 6 weeks for this to break up for the other person and them to become more rational about it, okay? That's what's showing. Yeah. And then call us back and let us know what happens, because we're dying enough.
Okay, I will. I mean, if he's willing to do whatever it takes, then I'm willing mm-hmm. to give it another go. But
And you have to express that. You have to express that, and you're in the driver's seat. The Magician card says, hey, you know, you have the power, you can manifest, and you're in the driver's seat. You can make it happen, and if they're not willing, then you can walk away, you know, but it's going to take time. Yeah, at least 6 weeks is what's showing up. So I hope
that
helps.
They will be willing?
Oh, yeah, that's what I was getting, because the Lover's card showed up, you know, and it was like, I think the only major arcana card showing up. And so that whenever it's just one major arcana card, that's a really strong something, you know, life level changing, you know, or happening. Or I think it's a strong indication that the potential is really there. And my gut instinct is that this person is willing, but just not, might not be in the right frame of mind. That's why I was getting all those sword cards. They might just not be in the right frame of mind yet. And so, you know, give it at least, you know, between now and 6 weeks before you, you know, give up on the communication. I think it'll happen.
Okay.
Yep. Alrighty. And then call us back and let us know what happens.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Bye, Lynn. Got another truck. I was trying to stay on mute here. Rose, you want to bring on the next caller?
Sure. Hi, next caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from. Hello? You're on the air.
Area code 505, your line is live. You're live on Psychic Talk. Are you there? Hello? Okay, well, we'll just put them back on hold here, and I've got another 505. This is getting really confusing.
Okay.
Hi, this 505, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can. What's your name, hon, and where are you calling from?
It's Patty. I'm in New Mexico.
Oh, great. Hi, so Patty. What can we do for you today?
I guess all the ladies call for love issues, but okay, so I'm beginning to date some people, and it's a little confusing, so I just wondering which of the men that I'm seeing is the best candidate, so to say.
Is there like two or three?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So the best way for this, I don't know how Kathy wants to handle it, but on my end, I'm going to pull a card or two for each one. And of course, we don't have time to go into a lot, but if you can narrow it down, give us, you know, two or three names, first names or initials.
Okay. So D is my ex, but we saw a seeing each other. I mean, nothing, just as friends, but that's D. Then,
okay.
Then there's G, and then
yeah,
there's
okay.
B. And B is the newest, and the other is the one I'm going out with. But I'm not, let's put it very mildly, I'm not romantically involved. I'm just going out. You know what I mean? Yeah.
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 So, Kathy,
yeah,
what are you
sense.
Getting on?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on here with the ex. It seems you just need to make a decision one way or the other. You know, either
oh,
go
see.
Forward or you know, cut them off. There's just a lot of confusion around there, and it's a very simple matter. You just need to make a decision one way or the other. The second person, I'm not feeling that positive about it. It almost feels like he would be moving away or in some way just not being available to be there for you.
Okay.
The third person, It would be okay. It would be a learning experience, but it would require a lot from you emotionally. Like you would have to have a very good sense of humor in order to be to be okay with that individual. So, if I had to, I guess, pick between them, it's kind of a toss up between one and three, but I don't see anything working out until you make a decision one way or the other about your ex. That's the Cliff Notes version of what I got. How about you, Dex?
Oh, perfect timing. The truck just went by.
Oh,
so
sweet.
I pulled a card for each person, and, you know, tarot is multi-layered. So, wow. The backup on those trucks is just beep, beep, beep. It's driving me nuts. But I can also take the three cards at a different level as a whole, okay? And basically it confirms exactly what Kathy said. So you got the Hermit card, and he's shining his lantern, shining the light of wisdom on the seven of cups in the middle, saying that, okay, you got way too much going on. There's way too many options. You need to shine the light on it. You need to evaluate. And interestingly enough, the card for the other person, for your ex, actually is the Seven of Pentacles, which is another card, again, of evaluation. And, you know, it's patience, harvest, assessment. It's a card of assessment. Okay. All these cards are cards of assessment, which is really fascinating. So taking it as a whole, I'm getting – exactly what Kathy did. You know, you got to resolve this thing with the ex so you can move forward either with that, with him or with someone else. Now, when I take it individually, okay, stepping back from the reading as a whole and instead look at each individual card for those individual people, okay? The Seven of Pentacles, the assessment for the ex, you know, that's what you need to do before you can move forward. And I'm not getting a good vibe from that at all. I'm getting, you know, another aspect of the Seven of Pentacles when it shows up is it can be just, you know, simple assessment where you haven't made an assessment, but it also can be I've assessed things. And if you look at the in the traditional Waite Smith version, look at his expression, it's, you know, very much dissatisfaction. Okay, so there's that. For the second person you mentioned, I'm getting all these seven cards. It's all about evaluation. Okay, so I'm getting, hold on here. Another aspect of the Seven of Cups is fantasy and illusion. I feel like this person would be more of a fantasy for you than a really good relationship with a firm foundation, okay? And then the last person, the Hermit, I got the Hermit card for that last person. It's the only major arcana card. And so taking it, you know, as yes or no for each one of these people, I would go with the fact that the major arcana card is showing up for this person. So if, you know, just like with Kathy, you know, if she said, if I have to pick someone, well, if I have to pick someone, I would pick the last person because of this. However, it's the Hermit card. Okay, so this is a card about seeking counsel from other people or giving counsel. It's forethought and discretion and prudence and a wise mentor, a time for reflection. So, you know, regardless of which one, even though it looks best for the third one, you're going to have to do some evaluation on each one of these really more. But that's what's showing up in the cards. So I don't know if that really helped, but we try.
No, it does. It does. It's amazing, guys. You're right on
okay,
target.
Okay, Patty.
I appreciate your help. Wow.
Awesome. Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah,
Patty.
You're very good. Thank you.
Great
thank
call.
You. Have a great week.
And you too. Have a great weekend. Let's go back to that other one more time to that 505 line. The other 505 call, are you there? Wow, they've been waiting for forever, and they're not picking up the phone. Dr. Rose, you want to take us to the next caller?
Sure. Hi, caller. Give us your name and let us know where you're calling from. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello?
Area code 212.
Hello, it's Sharona. Just listening
oh my
in
God,
to you guys.
Oh, my God, it's Sharona. Hi.
Hi, Sharona.
Enjoying your program so much. I had to keep my phone on mute because we've got helicopters flying over the city right now, so it's kind of noisy. So if you hear any noise, that's what's going on. But I'm enjoying your show so much.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Awesome.
Are you calling from New York City? Is that right?
I'm calling from Midtown Manhattan.
Midtown? Because I recognize the area code. I was like, that's New York.
Or Boiling Point. 212 is Boiling Point or New York City. Or Manhattan,
right.
Actually.
Yeah, I lived in New York upstate. Upstate, more of Rochester. What is it called? Not Rochester. Good Lord, I can't even remember. Up in the Peekskill and Cortland Manor, Westchester County, that's what I meant to say.
Westchester, yeah. I used to go up to Putnam mm-hmm. County. I used to have a house in Putnam County, too. Yeah, it's amazing how 60 minutes outside the city and it's country, and it's just really what people think of as being New York City is really concentrated in a really small area.
Right, right, right. And it's very beautiful up there. So, Sharona, did you want to talk with us about something, get a reading, just chill?
Well, hey, might as well do a reading while I have all the experts on the line.
Why not?
Yeah, plus, I wanted to put a plug in for two things. One, if I'm correct, we're going to be on Sunday with Angelmen.
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So you can tune in and call in and talk to Sharona on Sunday. I'll be there too, and Maria Moss. And you're going to be back on as the special guest with Charlotte and I on Wednesday talking about Angel Reiki.
Yes, and I'm really looking forward to that. Yes.
Okay. So I just want to put that plug in for you there. And hey, Kathy, got another big truck coming. I'm going to put myself on mute.
Okay.
Got an angel message or something for Sharona?
Sharona, do you have a like any certain question, or are you just looking for a general?
Let's go with I am the card. Well, the card that I got this morning that I drew was the wheel card, which we know is always about new beginnings, end of delays, and change. Sometimes a change in direction, but I kind of want to know, just kind of a general reading, what these new beginnings are all about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're kind of freaking me out, because first I drew an archangel card for you, and that was moon cycles with Haniel. So talking about how the different phases of the moon affects your energy and your manifestations.
And that's the wheel.
And
too.
Then I thought I would draw some angel tarot cards for you, and honest to God, the first one that came right out was the wheel.
Isn't that amazing?
We're on the same page there. Now in angel tarot, the wheel card number 10 is associated with Michael, Archangel Michael, and indicating a time of positive change where all of a sudden something moves forward. And you're surrounded with, you know, positive energy to assist you in that. Now, you're looking at change or forward movement in a particular life area. Is that right?
Well, I'm starting some new projects and moving forward. So I think we're kind of right on that. I just need to, you know, trust in the angels, particularly Archangel Michael, and you know, enjoy, you know, the cycle that we're in. And I actually took off this week and I took off next week. So I am, you know, kind of, you know, resting.
Yeah.
You know, the other card that came up was the Four of Swords. So I think that's an indication. Yeah. So I'm feeling good about the new changes that are coming through and the new things that I'm doing. And
I got some great stuff for you.
Yeah. What did you get, Dax?
Well, let me first find out. Kathy, do you have anything else you want to throw in there before I jump in?
I just threw down a second angel tarot card in terms of advice for you, and that was 5, which is the high priest.
Change.
So in terms of your professional, you know, life, it's a good time to seek out experts or mentors or to be part of a group.
Well,
so
I am part of a really good group.
You're part of our excellent group.
Yeah,
here, so,
a big shout out everyone at Psychic Talk Net. I am part of an awesome family, so that makes a lot of sense.
Right. So, and also when we're talking about, you know, education, either teaching a class or taking one, you know, we're having all these outstanding classes and things that we're offering now. And I'm sure you're going to have some great content, you know, in that realm. So these cards are showing that you will have, you know, angelic support from Michael, and as well as your own whole personal team of guides and angels in terms of any teaching that you're going to be doing. And, you know, feel free to call on Haniel, because as a female soul, I think you're going to be, you know, even more profoundly affected by the energy of the moon and the moon cycle. So feel free to call upon her for assistance in, you know, how can you use that energy of the moon and the cycles of the moon
so that you can be as successful as possible in the content that you're going to be putting out here in the pretty near future, it looks like.
Yeah, it's happening, right, Dax? I think we're all done with the program and moving forward, and so that's it. That's a great reading. Thank you.
Thanks, Kathy. I got some great stuff for you too. Before I get into what showed up in the cards, I want to say that Sharona's course is done. In the Business Week, say it's in the can. The videos modules for the course, it's all ready to go. I'm putting it all together on a page for access on the website and everything like that. The sale page has actually been up for a month or so now. You can get in early bird, but now you don't have to because, folks, the course is out. The course is out. And it's called the Certified Angel Reiki Practitioner Course. You can take it just to learn about Reiki and working with the angels for yourself, family members, but you can also get certified and become a practitioner to work with clients. And Sharona, you're better to talk about it than me. You learn both Yasui traditional as well as angel Reiki.
That's correct. And I share a lot of really how you can bring in different things, like you can bring in crystals like selenite, how you can bring in sound healing. And mm-hmm. the great thing about Reiki, whether you're doing Yasui or angel Reiki, and I think it's good to be able to do both because I believe that the angels are going to guide you, that once you have these in your tool belt, you can pick and choose between the two of them. So that's why I love to make sure that people know both of them. But the more you do energy work, you're going to it's going to improve your intuition. It's just going to be do so many different improvements in your life because you're hanging out with the angels.
Yeah. And let's give out the link. It's psychictalk.net/angelreiki. psychictalk.net, our website, /angelreiki. Take you right over there. It's on sale for half price right now for the early bird. You can still grab that. That's going to go away very, very soon. So if you've been thinking of enrolling in Sharona's new course, do it now while it's still on sale. And I did want to do a shameless plug, seeing that we're talking about courses, because today is the last day for my massive memorial sale that started right before Memorial Day on Monday and has lasted this whole week, but it's going away today at midnight. And my course, Tarot by the Numbers, where you get a strong foundation in both tarot and numerology, is on sale. It's a $197 course that's on sale already on our Psychic U, on our Psychic University, psychictalk.net/psychicu. It's on sale for half off. It's $97, but for this sale, I dropped it to $37. And that not only includes the course, but it includes membership in the Tarot Guild and your tarot certification as well. After the course, you can get certified as well. Now, if you're already a professional reader, I've got tarot certification on sale. It's normally $47. We have it on sale for $27 right now. If you don't need the course, you just want to get certified, and you also get your membership in the Tarot Guild free with that as well. So you can check it out at psychictalk.net/massive because it's a massive sale. You'll never see prices this low, you know. Oh, my God, $197 course for $37, folks, and membership and certification. Can't beat that. So it's psychictalk.net/massive, and if you're a professional – as I said, if you're a professional reader, you can get your membership in the Tarot Guild, you can get your certification, or if you're just learning tarot, you're going to love this course, Tarot by the Numbers, for $37. Go over and check it out, psychictalk.net/massive. And speaking of massive, I'm getting massive stuff in these cards for you, Sharona.
Awesome.
Yes. So the Hangman shows up. And that's about adaptability to change, transformation, possibly a pause to reflect. Sometimes it can show up when there's a slight delay. I'm not feeling the delay angle in this. What I'm feeling is, and it's funny, I'm getting all of these cards that are talking about emotions and relationships and love and romance, but I'm not feeling that it has anything to do with that aspect of your life. It's really talking about, you know, and maybe these things are interconnected, but it's really talking about your business, your courses, your workshops coming up, all these kind of things. And the Hangman looks at the world 180 degrees upside down from the rest of us. He can think outside the box, and he can see things that the rest of us just don't see. And he put himself in this position. You know, it's not hanged as, you know, like an old Western or Jesus on the cross. It's actually a Tao cross, and he has hung himself upside down to get this new perspective. And so as you go forward, you know, the Angel Reiki course is in the can, but you have other projects you're going to be working on, you know. Try to really look at it, you know, take a step back. Try to look at the whole thing upside down, 180 degrees backwards, and think outside the box. Okay? And then...
Well, that sounds a lot like me. I always think outside of the box. I am, you know, not afraid to
right.
be unique.
Yes, yes. And by the way, Raphael and Michael are showing up in the cards. So those two angels in particular wanted to show up and say hi.
Hi.
And that they got your back. And
oh, I know
once
they
you
do.
Yeah. And once you do this hanged man reevaluation, things are going to go really great. And in fact, I get the Three of Cups, the celebration card. You're going to be literally celebrating how well things are going. And, you know, once you get past this, I don't even want to say a delay. It's taking time to reflect and think outside the box. Then things start happening really quickly. I got the Eight of Wands. Eight is abundance in numerology. And the Eight of Wands traditionally is, you know, taking action now, things happening, communication, moving forward, quick action, things happening quickly. So, you know, it just looks really, really good.
Oh, that's absolutely beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful and very much in line with what I'm thinking. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, thank you. I am so
yeah.
excited. And I know I need to rest because I'm going to get really busy.
Yeah.
So now is
and
the time to relax.
We're all kind of on a theme today where, like, I got the Two of Cups again. Okay. So, you know, talking about cooperation with other people, coming together with partners to make this happen is what that's talking about. And, you know, we're at the end of the show, and I never mentioned the card in the numerology of the day, but it just so happened that the card of the day was the Knight of Wands. Talking about, you know, going for it and following your passions and following your passions with passion. And the numerology of the day, the entire date adds up to 21. 2 + 1 = 3, creativity and communication. And the day, the 31st, is a 4-day structure. So develop structure, creativity and communication, which, by the way, the Eight of Wands is about communication, and the Two of Cups, and also cooperation with other people, partnerships, and the card of the day. You know, it all gels together. Follow your passion with passion is the message for everybody out there and you, Sharona.
Love it. Absolutely love it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call.
Oh,
great,
my
way
pleasure.
To I'll be talking to you on Sunday, and we're going to say goodbye to Sharona, and because we got to get out of here. We're like, haha, we are way, way over, but it was such a great show, though, right, ladies? I mean, it flowed, and great information we got out to people.
I might have to do
a
whole other week on property realignment because there's so much to say about it.
Yeah, and we're actually going to have that show. Gosh, hang on just a second because what I need to do is pull up the list because I know some of the shows got moved around, but I want to let people know what's going on here on Friday. There will be an opportunity to get into that a little bit more because we're going to be doing that. Gosh, it's just not cooperating here, folks. I'm trying to get to the to our hosts group here. There we go. Okay, so now I'm going to go to Fridays, and we're having that wrap-up show. We're going to be able to touch on, I was going to say soul realignment, duh, that's what we're doing, property realignment again. And let's see, we've got that scheduled for the 14th. And Dr. Rosa is going to be off June 14th and June 21st because she's off to camp. I love that. And but we're doing this soul realignment series wrap up. So it'll be me and Kathy on the 14th, right before my birthday on the 16th. We're going to be talking about, you know, wrapping up the series, talking about all the things that we talked about, you know, retouch on them. If you, Kathy, if you want to go more into property realignment, I know there was some things that we didn't set up as individual shows that you wanted to touch on. Soul Facets was one of them. And so anything you can think of, and we will touch on those in the wrap-up show, okay?
Absolutely. I will miss you guys next week. I'll be traveling. But 2 weeks from today on Friday, I'll be happy to – I'm looking forward to getting back with you and having some more great discussions about it.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah, and that's – Yeah. And that's the other thing that I wanted to mention. Next week, it's just Dr. Rose and me. So we're saying the doctors are in, and we're going to have open lines and mini readings. We're going to talk about the difference between life coaching, intuitive life coaching, and doing readings on that show as well. And Kathy will be off, but the doctors will be in. And we're gonna have open lines. You can still call in for a mini reading. And later on in July, we're actually gonna start a new series. We're kind of wrapping up the soul realignment series, and we're doing some open line shows to kind of take a little break, and then we're going back into a series of shows. This time it's gonna be on intuitive life coaching. And July 5th, we're scheduled to actually ask that question, what is intuitive life coaching? But we're going to touch on it next Friday. Dr. Rose and I will be chatting about life coaching and the difference between that and readings, and get into that quite a bit as well. So that's next week, June 7th, June 14th, the series wrap up. We have an open line show on the 21st. Rose will be off again on the 21st. And then on the 28th, mark your calendars, because we have certified tarot professional and hypnotherapist Jennifer Mateo on. And I've interviewed her before. She's a member of the Tarot Guild. We certified her as a certified tarot professional eons ago. I think it was like 2015. And we had her on the radio show before, but she just became a clinical hypnotherapist. And I'm a hypnotherapist as well. And so on the 28th, we'll all get to and you guys that don't do hypnotherapy, you can ask Jennifer a bunch of questions on that. And we'll do readings as well and take calls, of course. But Jennifer's great, and we'll be able to talk about – I want to talk about, you know, the connection between the mind and hypnotherapy and tarot. And the mystery of why, you know, having been the president of the Tarot Guild for 15 years, I come in contact with thousands of tarot readers. And the vast majority of them have studied the mind, have studied hypnosis. And then when I talk to my hypnotherapy colleagues, they all mention that, oh, yeah, I do tarot too. Isn't that fascinating? Yeah. So I want to talk all about that with Jennifer Mateo, and that's June 28th. So mark your calendar for that, folks. And then, of course, Mary will be here tomorrow with Mary Brown's Mystical Musings, talking about mystical life coaching. So it's almost another, I want to listen to that show because it's almost another lead in to what we're going to be talking about in July, Rose. And I know this is your topic. We've been doing soul realignment, you know, which is Kathy's bag, so to speak. And then intuitive life coaching is Dr. Rose's bag. So we're going to get into that in July. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, I'll be back on Sunday with Sharona and Maria doing angel messages. So there you go, folks. I want to thank all of our listeners and all of our callers. It's just a fantastic show today. And we got some great ones coming up. I think we're going to have some really great Fridays. Ladies, what do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes, I'm excited.
Awesome. So we're going to say goodbye. I'm going to say goodbye to the listeners and the callers. Say goodbye to you, Kathy, and Dr. Rose. And Rose, I'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
Have a great week.
See you in 2 weeks, Kathy. Bye, everybody.